Bloom, written and read by Bronnie Ware.
It took me a long time to know the language of my heart was talking. A conversation I had with my father helped me recognise that this voice was never going to be silenced. It simply refused, insisting I follow its calling time and again. I had been working in a banking job, just another of many that had preceded it. I had worked in locations all around Australia for most of the banks. My roles changed, methods of transport to and from work changed, uniforms changed. Not much else really did. The atmosphere in fluorescent lit offices, the mundane repetition of Monday to Friday, the staff and customer complaints, the pressure for sales targets, it was all the same. My dissatisfaction and eventual heartache at the thought of just going to work did change, though. They increased. So I quit yet another job. This time I freed myself of the furniture I'd accumulated and travelled back south to visit my parents. Destination Unknown from the Top Gun soundtrack was my theme song, helping me find romance in the uncertainty of what lay ahead beyond that visit. As my father and I drove along a dusty country lane lined with gum trees, the old utility vehicle rattled. Over the bumps and potholes, he asked why I had quit a good job in the bank and what I hoped to achieve by heading off into the unknown. I didn't know, I told him. I didn't know what to expect. All I did know was that the life of Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, just didn't fit me. So I was leaving that behind in the hope of finding what did fit. It was terrifying speaking the words out loud to a man who had ruled my life with criticism and harsh discipline. To have grown into a free-thinking adult, expressing this new part of myself, left butterflies dancing in my stomach. His past manner of controlling me was losing its power. My fear of his usual hostile reaction and rage was subsiding. This conversation was the first indication of that. I felt both nervous and brave, but my heart was speaking more loudly than fear. I sensed a genuine curiosity in him. This gave me the courage to speak as I did. He then just looked at me with smug amusement and said with the tone of expectant failure, "You'll work it out. Like, you'll come to your senses. You'll come back to a secure job before long."